Launching a book isn't easy, but it can also launch you into a whole new life.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
I found my soul on this journey. I found my purpose, you know, in life.
In this show, I talk to authors about how they launched and how it took them to the next level. Welcome to Launchpad Podcast, hosted by me, Anna David, where I talk to the world's most successful entrepreneurs and authors about how to launch a book and what a book can do for your career. And before I forget, by the way, this is episode 338, and I am answering the question today, how do I get my book into bookstores? Now, if you want to see a transcript of this and get the show notes, go to launchpadpub.com/blog/bookstores. And now I'm going to blow your mind with this information. So my background is I come from traditional publishing. I published 6 books with HarperCollins, and I naively believed everything they told me. And so when they told me that bookstore doesn't want you, I just believed them. So my first books when they first came out, the first 2 weeks, they were in Barnes & Noble and Borders, back when that store existed, and then a bunch of other, you know, indie stores all over, including my local favorite book, Soup. And then when those copies were sold, the books never came back, except for Book Soup, because I had a special relationship with them. And then I would literally call crying, I'm sure they didn't love that, and say, why won't Skylight have my books? And I would hear, they don't want your books. So I went around nursing these resentments for years, sort of. People would say, can I get your book in bookstores? And I'd say, no, they don't want my books. Lo and behold, I start this publishing company, and I have a client, Emily Lynn Paulson, who gets her book in 60 bookstores. And I have to say to her, how did you do that? And she explained that she asked the members of her advanced reader team if they would go to their local bookstore and ask and say, do you have this book? And then say, I'm putting together a book club. I would much rather order this book from you over Amazon. Music to any bookseller's ears. And that's how she got her book in bookstores. So I discovered randomly, so let me tell you, backstory on Barnes & Noble. In 2005, when my first book came out, they talked about this woman, Cecily Hensley. If Cecily liked your book, you were in, you were made, you were going to be a number one New York Times bestseller because she was the buyer for Barnes & Noble. Rumor was like she had worked as a clerk in some random Barnes & Noble in Tennessee or whatever and worked her way up. Now, Cecily didn't, I wasn't the anointed one. By the way, she was fired a few years ago, so that whole thing is over. Then I discover I walked into my local Barnes & Noble about a month and a half ago, and I was just chit-chatting with the guy who worked there. And I mention in passing that I'm an author, and he says, oh my God, do we have your books? And I said, oh, no, you guys aren't interested in my books. And he said, well, why don't I order them? He looks them up. He places an order. He said, hey, when your books are come in and sign them, and then we can really hawk them as special signed books. It blew my mind. And this is why it blew my mind. So many people, when they talk to me about wanting to publish a book traditionally, which is to say sell a book to a publisher, they say, well, I really want to be sent on tour and I really want my book in stores. Well, authors don't get sent on tour. Whatever, we're in COVID time anyway. Even before that, the only authors that were getting sent on tour were the authors who could well afford to fund their own tours. And it blows my mind. It is actually easier for me to get the books I publish myself into bookstores than it was when my books were published by HarperCollins. A lot of people will say to me also, I want to sell my book at the airport bookstores, at Hudson News. I know travelers would love it. Well, what's happened with Hudson News is I've heard different numbers, but that's pay to play. So not everybody. I mean, they're ordering Simon Sinek's book or J.K. Rowling's book or whatever. But anyone else who wants to get in there, I've heard anything from $3,000 to $10,000 just to have your book sold there. And I have a client, Darren Prince, who did this crazy thing. He wanted his book in the Hudson News. And so he walked by when he was going on a trip. He went and he said, he showed his book to the guy who worked there. And the guy's like, wow, this is an awesome book. I love it. Darren said, let me leave a couple copies for you. And then when he was coming back through town, he went into the store again. And the guy said, oh, my God, all these people came in and they were so interested in your book. I wished that we could sell it. So it's almost like the dude saved $20,000 and it looked like his book was in Hudson News already. So the long and the short of it is that you are your own greatest advocate here. I heard a rumor, I will tell you, I have not tried this, that you can call a bookstore and say, hey, do you have blah-de-de-blah's book in? They say, no, we don't carry that book. And you can say, can you order two copies and not have to pay? And if the person who orders the copies doesn't come to pick it up, then the bookstore will sell your books. One key thing to mention is for your book to be orderable, which is not a word, it has to be listed in a distributor site. Ingram Spark is the one that my company uses. And what that means is that you pay $50 and your book is available not just on Amazon, but it can be Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, all the places. So if you list it through Ingram, except in very rare cases, it will then be on the website for Barnes & Noble, on the website for Walmart, on the website for Target. And in this day and age, when people aren't even really going to stores as much, that can mean just as much as being sold in the store. It doesn't. Being sold in Walmart is freaking huge because they buy mass quantities and very few of them. But, you know, in this sort of world of perception and building up our own sort of stories and whatnot, that's the next best thing. So that's it. This was me, Anna David from Launchpad, answering the question, how do I get my book in bookstores? Remember, I would love to answer your question and give you a shout out. So just DM me on Instagram at Anna B. David, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Launchpad. For more info about the show, go to annadavidpod.com, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Amazon, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and all those other places. And speaking of those places, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating. And please don't forget, you can also tell your favorite author or entrepreneur friend about this show. Another forget-me-not, my company Launchpad Publishing is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journey. Whether that's writing, editing, or publishing, go to launchpadpub.com to find out more. And be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show. I'll see you next time.